Getting a sense of the general mood regarding public safety at NIU depends on who you ask. At the start of the fall semester, we approached students and parents on move-in day. They were busy hauling furniture and boxes of personal items into a residential hall. Their minds were focused on getting settled in for the academic year, but some of them were willing to talk about the reasons for attending NIU and how they felt about the environment in and around campus. Laura Caney of Batavia is the mother of a freshman student.
He's always wanted to go to NIU because his father and I both went to NIU.
Kenya's husband Jack then chimed in with his feelings about their son attending NIU. He says a lot has changed since he and his wife went to school here, and that he thinks there's more talk about whether NIU is unsafe.
Some things that have happened in the past, unfortunately, what happened in Nicole Hall a few years ago, and then just issues that you hear with gangs and things like that. So that is definitely was one of our concerns.
Mary Zeman of Streamwood has a daughter who's a junior at NIU. She didn't sound as concerned.
We wanted safety. I know NIU's had a bad rap, but we know a lot of kids that go here. So we felt that she was safe.
Many of the students we talked to that day didn't seem quite as interested about discussing public safety, including Elizabeth Edwards.
I didn't really think about anything like that. I just kind of like knew that I wanted to come here.
Fast forward a few months, and NIU is in the headlines again. A senior, Stephen Agee, was fatally shot during an argument at an off-campus party. Junior Kevin Davis says he doesn't fear for his safety, but he thinks more students are talking to each other about whether or not they feel safe.
I mean, there's been shootings, fights, I don't know, that they might be worried that they would be attacked.
First-year law student Emily Fitch also thinks that kind of sentiment can be found within the student population, but she says student responsibility needs to be taken into account.
I think a lot of it is the situations that students put themselves in that creates this danger.
Fitch was not making reference to the Cole Hall shooting from 2008, but rather some of the more recent incidents that authorities say were isolated in nature. A recent report by the website stateuniversity.com ranks NIU 13th out of 19 Illinois colleges and universities when it comes to safety ratings. But many of the schools in the top half are smaller, non-residential campuses, and NIU's ranking is better than many other public universities comparable in size. The report used 2010 crime statistics, and officials say violent crime weighed heavily in determining each school's rating. However, when you look beyond campus, other trends stand out. For the city of DeKalb, a statistical analysis provided by the county shows an overall increase in violent crime over the past decade. The report says the increase coincides with a rise in population. The analysis also shows the residential area with the highest rate of threats to personal safety is University Village, which is just north of campus. DeKalb's Police Chief Bill Feitham maintains that NIU and its host city are safe, but he does acknowledge there is a perception out there that has left the community defending itself.
I think one of the things that has propelled us is that we've had some high-profile cases, the Cole Hall shootings, the Tony Keller case, and the Devon Butler case, you know, the football player that was shot. And when you have some high-profile cases, the media's antenna go up, and then any other type of serious crime that you have, they zero in.
And while many of the crime stats seem to conflict with the perception of safety at NIU, Feitham does say the recent shootings are a cause for concern. He says part of the problem the city is facing is that more gang activity has spread from metropolitan areas to smaller communities, and that DeKalb is no exception. Feitham also says with many students coming from a major metropolitan area like Chicago, violent behavior sometimes follows them.
We have young people that come to our town that want to obtain an education. And what we're seeing is friends, family members who have seen a lot of street violence. They come out to visit the students and then commit a crime while they're here.
In the shooting death of Stephen Agee, the suspect in the case was visiting from the Chicago area. The trend Feitham described there is also cited by Sergeant Alan Smith, who's with the campus police department. The chief of the department, Don Grady, declined to be interviewed for this story. Like Chief Feitham, Sergeant Smith says some of the recent incidents near campus shouldn't be taken lightly.
It typically involves whether it's our students as offender, but most of the time as victims, so that concerns all of us.
But looking at the bigger picture, Smith says area law enforcement continue to preach that parents shouldn't have any concerns about sending their kids to NIU, despite the perception some may have about the community.
It's unfortunate because this is a very safe community, safe environment for our student faculty and staff, and the majority of people do understand that. There are a lot of other places that have higher crime rates weekly than we do all year, and they have serious crimes, but it doesn't get attributed to them as the things get attributed to NIU.
Later in the series, we'll hear more from local authorities about what can be done to address the crime issues they're concerned about and how the community aims to put the perception issue to rest. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.